This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some fun on a Friday and ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Whoa, do we have some news today? Somebody took a hammer to Paul Pelosi, apparently looking for Nancy. I'm going to get to that in a minute because that's the big story of the day. I have to address that in a couple things before I get into the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Someone wants to know if I would go into space. Why don't politicians listen to more radio and TV people? Illegal aliens in America, do they love the place or do they hate it? Someone's discouraged about running for office. I'm going to change your mind. Someone wants to talk Fritos, Antifa, Russia, November 8th. What's the left going to do November 8th? All that and so much more tonight. Coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, Chris. But we do, obviously, before we get to all the fun and the questions, let's address something ugly. Paul Pelosi, 82 years old. I understand you're probably not a big fan, neither am I, but was attacked in his home. Someone broke in his house this morning. I'm sure you know all this. Someone broke in his house this morning in San Francisco, apparently used a hammer. Yeah, okay. Apparently the guy was asking where Nancy is. And unsurprisingly, all day long today, the communist journalists in this country have blamed the right and the right's rhetoric and, I mean, all kinds of stupid stuff. But let's set this aside. We'll use this Paul Pelosi attack as a springboard to have a conversation about where we are and where we're going. And it's going to be a little bit of an uncomfortable conversation, but I swear to you, we are going to get to fun very, very quickly. Let's just talk about the country as a whole before we talk about politics as a whole. The country as a whole, it's watching its standard of living go down. It is not an accident that not just in America, not just in this day and age, the history of the world is poor neighborhoods being more violent than rich neighborhoods. Poverty creates desperation. Poverty increases substance abuse. Almost always when you're living on top of other people, you're going to get that. Mental illness is a major, major problem now in this country. A lot of that ties back to substance abuse. Some of it doesn't. People can't get the care. The nation as a whole is more violent now than it's been. Every violent crime statistic out there shows that. And it's heading in the wrong direction. Look, you wake up every single morning and see someone else getting splattered on the subway in New York, right? It's just, that's where we are. It's horrible. It's awful. But that's where we are as a nation. Let's take that part, though, and set that aside and focus on politics. Why are violent incidents increasing now? I'm 41. I'm not ancient. But there's so much more political violence now than there was when I was younger. It just wasn't something you heard about. It's not like it never happened, but it's routine now. It's routine. You remember that kid, Kaylor Ellingson, just got mowed down by a guy in an SUV after they had a political argument and the guy said he was a Republican extremist and then murdered him? You remember the Marco Rubio supporter just recently? Got the daylights beat out of him, internal bleeding out there. I don't think I have to mention the attempted assassination of multiple GOP congressmen by a Bernie Sanders supporter. Why is this happening? Why is political violence creeping in more and more and more? How many times have I referenced to you the great Breitbart article. I want to give them credit because they took the time to do the research where they chronicled, I believe the number was 395 incidents of violence against the right by the communists on the left. How did we get here? What's happening? Where are we going? Well, let's talk about the roots. You can always go back to the roots and get yourself a lot of answers when you're looking for answers. What are the roots of communism? Where did it begin? It began in Europe. Obviously, you know, Karl Marx wrote his crappy book in Germany, the Communist Manifesto, but it really, really began in Europe. And what was it? It was rebellion and revolution against the people in charge. The people in charge. The kings, the queens, the monarchs, the dukes, the prime ministers, the kaisers, the people who ran the world. Communism was a way to rebel against them. I don't like leadership. We need a turning as a planet, and we are going to cast these people off. But here's the thing about powerful people. They're powerful. Casting them off is not the easiest thing in the world. To cast them off, you need violence. If your roots are revolution and rebellion, as the communists are, then your roots are violence. You know about the Bolsheviks in Russia, the communist revolution in Russia. I know you do because you listen to this show. We've talked about it 1,000 times, how violent it was and how violence was embraced by them. They have quote, they would write it down and tell you, the worse the better, revolution without end. These are all Lenin lines. They stormed into the prison, and they didn't just open up the cells of the political prisoners. They opened up all the cells of the murderers and rapists and essentially told them, go forth and do it. To which you ask, why? Why would that be? Because if you're going to cast off the people who are in power, you are... If you're not in a society where you can vote them out, violence is going to simply be part and parcel of it. If you can't vote them out, but you want them out, well, they're not going to voluntarily leave. In Russia's case, actually, he did voluntarily leave, and then they lined him up and shot him and his whole family anyway. And then let's go from the Soviet Union. You know about all that. Let's go to China. China had all these dynasties and kings. And then those kind of went away, and then they were ruled by warlords. But the rural peasants, they didn't like their leadership. They thought it sucked. They didn't want the nationalists to take over the country. But how are you going to accomplish that? Violence. If you ever do any reading on the communist revolution in China, where the communists were fighting the nationalists, especially before the Japanese invaded, when it was just commie versus nationalist, it was a vicious campaign. Guerrilla warfare, torture, the works. Let's go to another one. Cambodia. Pol Pot murdered 25% of his country. 25%. That would be like a communist taking power here in America and immediately murdering like 80 million Americans. That's the equivalent of it. Violence. Why? They didn't like the people in charge. It sucked. We want them out. We can't vote them out. Violence. So the roots of communism, violence are simply part of it. It's a base tenet of communism. And as America's Democratic Party has turned into a full-blown communist party, as they are now, violence comes with it. You see it all over the place. You see it openly encouraged lots of the time, if not ignored by the news. Your local journalist, your national journalist, NBC, they know about all 395 incidents of Republicans being attacked. But here's the God's honest truth. When they look and they see, oh, wait, there's a headline. Someone got beaten to death with a hammer today. Man, that's really terrible. Oh, wait a minute. It was a Republican who got beaten to death? I mean... He kind of had it coming. Hey, we'll run with something else tonight. That's how they think. You see it all the time. I know you see it if you're on social media for sure. Maybe you've even had personal interactions with people in your life. Aunts, uncles, friends, neighbors, cousins. That friendly person you call, oh, he's a leftist. He's just a liberal. He's a Democrat. What happens? What happens when they see an opinion that they think, quote, goes too far? Men can't become women. What's the first thing they do? I know you've seen it because I've seen it 1,000 times. Who is this guy? Someone post his address. Post his address? We were having an argument about opinions. Why would you? Hold on. Why do you want his address? Do you want him hurt? Do you want to hurt this person or kill this person? It's simply part of who they are. And because we have, and I'll continue on this in just a moment, because we have allowed this to fester here, our niceness allowed this to fester here, it's now boiling over. And it has taken us to a place that will be very difficult to come out of. And I'll explain what I mean by that here in just a moment. Let me explain something else really briefly. One of my Ask Dr. Jesse questions tonight is the things I'm doing to prepare. And I will tell you one of the most basic things you should be doing right now to prepare is making sure that you and your family have the ability to purchase goods and services no matter what. No matter what. Hyperinflation, interest rates, depression, whatever comes, you should make sure you have the ability to buy things because you will inevitably need to buy things. No one is 100% self-sufficient. Do you have gold from Oxford Gold Group in your physical possession? I don't mean somebody wrote you a letter saying you own gold somewhere. Oxford Gold Group will mail gold coins to your front door, your physical possession. Do you know how long that gold will have value? Oh, I don't know. Forever. Your great-great-great-grandkids, if you don't need it, will be able to spend that and purchase goods and services. It's not financial security for you. It's financial security for your entire legacy. Call them. I love these guys. I sent my own dad there. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. Security. It'll make you feel better. Call Oxford Gold Group. Tell them Jesse told you to call.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't forget, we are live. You can email the show during the show. That's fine. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Are you eating pizza right now, Chris? Is that our pizza from yesterday? That's as close as you can get to New York pizza down here. Look, these Texans, I shouldn't say, you know what? I keep saying these Texans, someone called me out for that whenever I'm trying to disassociate myself from our sorry pizza. We Texans cannot do pizza. You know, when I go to New York, I eat pizza every single day. It doesn't matter what else I'm doing. Every day, I'll just randomly grab a slice when I'm walking down the sidewalk. I have to get my fix. What, Chris? Aren't they massive? Sometimes. Some of them are. Yeah, some of them are really, really big. You have to do the fold in half thing before you just come all of the thing down. There, some of them are really big. Really big. All right, you know what? Focus, Chris. We're talking about something bigger now. Violence. By the way, I know the name of the guy who attacked Pelosi. I'm not giving it out on the air. I don't believe in giving mass shooters notoriety. I don't believe in giving these guys notoriety, so I'm not doing it. If you want his name, go look it up. I'm not giving it to you. Back to where we are. Because the communist, violence is just natural to him. That's what he believes is part of politics. Those are his roots. He brought that here. And what happened was we were too soft on them about it because we have spent so long on the right trying to reach a hand out to the person who hates our freaking guts. It's the Christian base of the right. A lot of that is, look, no problem calling that out. A lot of it is the, well, you know, love your enemy type stuff. And so we constantly acted like we were dealing with people who were political or negotiating in good faith when really we were dealing with communist revolutionaries trying to burn the country to the ground. And so we allowed this kind of violence to fester. And it gets encouraged on television all the time, as I already brought up. And now the Democratic Party has gotten so despicable at the very top. Now They encourage it from the top down. I don't have to play it for you again. I've played it for you 1,000 times on the show. The president of the United States of America getting up, giving a primetime speech for the sole purpose of calling MAGA Republicans a threat to democracy. And I've mentioned that's stochastic terrorism is what it's called. They know that will result in violence. They know their vile, mentally ill base will hear that and go assault and murder people on the right. They know that. That's why they do it. It's simply natural to them. Again, this goes back to their roots. What's that Mao quote? All power comes from the barrel of a gun. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. It's what they believe. Now, that's bad, but wait, it's worse. It's actually worse than that. And I'm going to get to ask Dr. Jesse, but it's worse than that. What's happening now is the right will actually begin to slowly start participating in political violence as well. They will. And that's a terrible place to be as a nation. This is all very terrible. But when you tell people, over and over and over and over and over again that political violence is simply how politics are done, eventually that message is going to get through and you're going to see people's values shifting. You see you as an American on the right, whatever you consider yourself, conservative, libertarian, nationalist, doesn't matter what you are, you have luxuriated in a country where political violence is just not what we do. You realize it's the norm in other parts of the world for their politicians to have fist fights on the House floor? You can go look up videos of this. If you go to various places in Latin America, the assassination and or imprisonment of your political opponents is standard fare. That's normal. Like you knocking on doors. That's a basic part of politics that you would acknowledge. Maybe you've done it, but even if you haven't, you've seen people who do it. Hey, I'm Joe Schmo running for office. Would really appreciate your support. Low taxes, that kind of thing. That's what violence is for many countries around the world. It's simply part of the political process. Someone asked me a question about Rome, and I'll get to that later. But as Rome began to degenerate, when it was the Roman Republic, and it was getting worse and worse and worse politically, their politicians, it would be like their senators, their proconsuls, which were presidents, their guys in charge, they would walk around Rome with gangs of trained gladiators, trained and armed gladiators. And when they would run into an opponent in the streets, they would just have a big sword fight. People would just die. Oh, hey, look, it's my political opponent. Go stab him. It was just how they simply did it. What's that, Chris? Isn't that how Cicero died? No, that's not how Cicero died. You see, Mark Antony promised Cicero, after Cicero did Mark Antony wrong, that he would nail his hands to, I believe it was the Senate door. I believe that's how that story goes. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Well, Mark Antony eventually came back to power and he followed through with that. Yeah. Now, he may have done it with a mob. I don't remember. I believe he actually just sent an assassin to his home. I don't think he did it with a mob. I believe he sent an assassin to go get him on the road or at his home. But I do know his hands ended up being chopped off and nailed to the Senate door. So, that was Mark Antony. But again, it just became part of politics for them. We're going to see that now here. That sucks. It's an awful place to be, but it's the way it is. Look. What are you going to do? There's nothing else you can do. Make sure you're prepared. Make sure you're getting a good night's sleep in your Giza dream sheets. What, Chris? That's what you have to do. MyPillow will get you ready for the violence to come. Go to MyPillow.com because Giza dream sheets are 60% off. Did I say 16? No, I did not. 60. You can get them as low as $39.99. How many times have I told you about Giza dream sheets? If you don't like them, send them back. They have a 60-day money-back guarantee. I've never once had an email from someone that said, wow, these are terrible. They're amazing. Get two sets while they're 60% off because then you always have a set on. When it's time to throw one in the wash, throw your other set on there. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or truckers, commuters, if you're on the road, get off your phone. Just make a phone call. Well, wait, that sounded dumb. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544. Finally, Ask Dr. Jesse time. Illegal immigrants, do they love the place? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Jesse Kelly Show. What, Chris? That's look, Jerry Lee Lewis is dead now, officially dead. Officially, apparently it was reported that he died, and then they came out and said, no, he's alive, but then he died. So I don't know how exactly that works. Chris, what if I fake my own death? No. Do you attend your own? Of course you would attend your own funeral. Now, I am a little bit tall, so I would have to sit in the back. I'll sit in the back with a trench coat on. Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. I am a shadow when it comes to that. I'm a 6'8" shadow. You watch, I'll just blend right in with the mourners, and I'll try to encourage everybody. No, he was the best. I loved him. He was my favorite. He was the smartest, most handsome guy ever. Love Jesse. But I'll have big sunglasses on so they won't know who I am. Maybe I'll even shave in a mustache. You never know. Trench coat in the works. Wasn't he the best? I'll speak at my own funeral, Chris. I would like to say a few words. I'm his cousin, Jackson. Jackson. Anyway, it's the Jesse Kelly Show. If you miss any part of it, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. So rest in peace, Jerry Lee Lewis. He did hook up with his own 14-year-old cousin, if memory serves me. So that's a little bit Joe Biden-y. But hey, what are you going to do? Speaking of Joe, you want to put a smile on your face about something? Here's something. You want to feel good about something? We're about to do Ask Dr. Jesse. I'll play you something real quick first. Because I could focus on the violence again. I mean, again, if you think violence is about to stop, I want you to listen very closely.
I rode the subway yesterday, and it's same thing. I haven't put my AirPods in for over a year because I feel like I need to be very much aware. That's quality of life issue.
You were right about, you know, not having your iPods in, not focusing on our phone. And I say yes to that. I do.
I love that their solutions are, hey, take your iPods out. All right. But you want to feel good about something? Yeah, it's all terrible right now, economically and whatnot. But the modern day Democratic Party, you know they're anti-American. You know they're on a mission to destroy the country. That's why every single policy is destroying the country. It's not accidental. That's what they want. What's your plan for the border? Oh, open it up. What's your plan for the oil and gas America runs on? Oh, destroy it. I mean, that's their whole plan. And that puts them in kind of a difficult position. Why are we facing a red wave right now? We're facing a red wave right now because people don't want their country destroyed. Many Americans don't want their country destroyed. So the communist has to thread a needle in a country like this where people are still allowed to vote. He has to destroy it because that's his mission in life. That's what he believes he's here to do, is destroy it. But he can't make it obvious that's his mission to destroy it. So if you're the communist right now, you want to wreck it. But man, it's really important that you're out there messaging that wreckage properly. You really need a masterful propagandist out there. Instead, this is what they have.
The food prices, the main driver of food prices is not the price of beef and eggs, et cetera, although they're up. It's packaged goods. Packaged goods. You're going to see people not buying Kellogg's Raisin Bran, which you're going to see them buy another Raisin Bran, which would be a dollar cheaper. I mean, so what's happening is there is real movement.
Look, if you're stressing inflation, it's called off-brand, baby. Don't stress it. All right, let's focus here. Dr. Jesse, why don't politicians heed the advice of talk radio hosts and other conservative talkers?
Don't they have staffers assigned to monitor the pulse of the public? His name is Steve. Okay, well, let's talk about something here. All politicians are not the same. I get asked a lot, just because of what I do. It's not because I'm important. But I get asked a lot, hey, I wish you'd run for office. I wish you'd run for office. Run for Senate. Run for this. Run for that. And my answer to that is, one, I already failed at that twice, remember? I've already lost two congressional races. Do you really want me to go through that again? That's one. And two, third time's a charm, Chris. Shut up. Anyway, and two, I have more influence here than I would as a member of Congress or even a United States senator. Why? Because they do listen. They all listen. All the senators, all the congressmen and or their staffers. I have more congressmen and senators that text me now than you can possibly imagine. Hey, did you see what he did? Hey, what are we doing? Oh, it is weird, Chris. It's very, very weird. I was laughing about it with the wife the other night. A senator texted me about something. Hey, what are you thinking about messaging on something like this? And I was texting him back, and then I thought, how wild is it that I'm an idiot and I'm getting texted from senators? They do. I remember one chief of staff, this wasn't a senator, one chief of staff of somebody in Congress, he texted me one day and he said, I just want you to understand there are multiple private group texts and group messages with congressmen and senators and their staffers where they regularly share the things you say on social media, but they know they can't acknowledge them publicly. So they do. Now, what you're probably asking me as far as why don't they heed the advice of radio hosts? What you're probably asking me is guys like McConnell, leadership. Well, I've tried to explain this before, and it's not that it's hard to get through. It's hard to say it over and over again because it's kind of ugly and kind of depressing, especially for an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But behind closed doors, when the lights are off, the cameras are off. Well, cameras are off. I hope the lights aren't off. But when the cameras are off behind closed doors, most of GOP leadership, they hate you. They really do. They go hang out with their Democrat friends, and they go have a steak and share a scotch. And you know what they talk about? How stupid you are for thinking there was cheating in the election. Oh, these rubes are so stupid. I'm so tired of talking about it. What stupid people we have. That's how they think of you. Now, that is not every GOP politician. I would argue that's Trump's greatest strength is his ability to connect with the base. He was never ashamed of his base. He was never ashamed of you. He embraced you. I would argue that's his greatest quality. In fact, I've argued he listens to his base. That's why I was that's why I blew a gasket that day on the radio when Trump was out there pushing vaccines still in the rallies. And I said, you better be calling him out on this because he will listen. And he did. He stopped it. He hasn't said a word since. But the GOP entrenched establishment, they hate you. They hate having to placate you. They think you're stupid. They actually agree with many of the Democrat policies. They understand they have to try to act tough. That's why if you have a senator like John Cornyn is the most useless senator in the United States Senate. And that's saying something. That really is saying something. But that big dumb oaf is a senator from the state of Texas. Well, this is a very, very, very red state. So John Cornyn will do things like work with the Democrats to pass gun control, which he just did on orders of Mitch McConnell. And then John Cornyn, what's he going to do? He wants to take away your guns, by the way. He thinks you're an idiot rube who shouldn't have guns. But what we do next time he's up for re-election, you'll see him on every single television set here in Texas. I'm out there protecting your Second Amendment rights, fighting for you so you can protect yourself against tyrants. That's all just election year stuff. He hates your guts. He thinks you're a stupid joke who's not smart enough to own guns. I know that hurts, but it's true. The good news is the other ones, like the great ones we have running and some of the great ones we have in right now, and we do have some studs in there, they do lean on us. They do talk to us, which means they talk to you. Because that's what I do, is talk to you all day long. I'm staring at a stack of 200 emails I'm going to get to today. That's why I love your emails. I get to talk to you every single day. I talk to you. You talk to me. Even when you're cussing me out, I hear from you. Lots of times they don't. Now, you hear from me. Sit down and listen. No, I'm just kidding. But you do need to practice with your weapon this weekend. You do. I do too. I'm not doing that. Well, I was a Marine. I don't need to practice. Nope. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Delta Force listening to me. Those skills are perishable. If you're a beginner, fine. If you're an expert, fine. Train, train, train. Mantis X allows you to do it without buying ammunition or driving to the range. You dry fire practice in your home. And it's not just target practice. I need to clarify this. They will put you through drills. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, you will get better fast. You'll get better in 20 minutes. Can you give me 10 minutes this weekend? I'll give you 10 minutes. You give me 10 minutes. Let's make sure we're better on Monday than we are today. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Great gifts, by the way. Great gifts. MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure you're ready. All right. Illegal immigrants. Do they love America? What do they think about America? Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Chris, do you think we should cover this song in Deleterious Consequences? Are we going to do covers of songs, or should we? I can talk that fast. Hey, little thing. That was not bad, Chris. That wasn't bad. I can talk that fast. I don't know if we should do covers, though. I really pride myself on being a singer-songwriter. I think I prefer to write all my own stuff. And let me tell you, our first song is coming along nicely. Can't premiere it just yet, but wait. Before I get to this Ask Dr. Jesse question, back to what we were talking about with the terrible Paul Pelosi stuff and the violence and all these things like that. Chris just sent me this. So there was a headline. The Florida Board of Medicine Legislative Committee has voted to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth in Florida. It goes to the full board next week, so on and so forth. You're not going to be allowed to cut the penises off of young boys in Florida. It's a wonderful thing, right? Chris sent me the comment, one of the first comments from one of the communists. You know what his comment was? So who wants to help me mail pipe bombs to the Florida Board of Medical Legislative Committee? It's just natural for them. It's like breathing for the communists because his roots are political violence. His roots are revolution, having to use violence to cast off power. He simply believes that's how politics is done. When I encounter things politically I don't like, hurting, killing, imprisoning the person who's doing them, it's just how he views it. You think that's abhorrent, and I think that's abhorrent, but you have to understand it's simply how he views politics. It's natural for him. Jesse, do you think illegal aliens care at all about America, or is it just what they can get for free? This is what I think. I think if you're living in some dump in Central America where there is terrible violence around you all the time, where your family's hungry, I think that it's not a difficult sell by the human smugglers to go tell you, hey, we'll get you into America. You're going to owe us back a bunch of money, but we'll get you there and you'll be able to have a job and you'll be able to have a roof over your head and running water, maybe even heat and air conditioning. And I think America never really enters their minds. They're not like legal immigrants. You talk to legal immigrants here. I served in the Marines with a bunch of these guys. One guy was from Cuba, Puerto Rico, Guatemala. These legal immigrants, they would lay down and die for the flag without hesitation. You ever talk to a Cuban from Florida? One of these hardcore anti-communists from Florida? These guys, man, if there ever is a horrible civil war in this country, and I pray to God they're not, I'm going down to hang with the Cubans, even though their sandwiches suck. Don't email me. What, Chris? I don't like the Cuban sandwich, all right? I do love their coffee, though. Better stay away from their women. They'll cut your heart out, Chris, in a heartbeat. They suck you in with their Cuban hotness, and before you know it, you're missing your kidneys. But if there's ever a civil war, that's where you want to go. They love this country. Absolutely love this country. Illegal immigrants, I simply think they don't give it a second thought. That's how they view it. Jesse, If you got the call tomorrow, you could go into space for free with SpaceX. Would you go? I always thought it would be the coolest thing to go to space, but I love food a little too much for that. All right, a couple of things on this, because I know Elon Musk is in the news. I'll get to Elon in just a moment. Space. I am going to get so much hate mail for what I'm about to say, but it's what I think, and I'm not even a little bit sorry. I don't find space to be fascinating at all. I consider much of the money we have spent on space exploration to be a colossal waste of time and money. It doesn't interest me even a little bit. Oh, look, we found some dust on Uranus. Why do I care? Well, you're not going to believe this, but Saturn's rings are actually made of milk chocolate. Why do I care? I don't live on Saturn. I will never live on Saturn. No, but we found a star 900,000 million miles away. So? What do I care? What does any of that matter to me or my life or my country at all? I don't care about space exploration even a tiny little bit unless we're putting nukes up there to guard ourselves against China. What, Chris? Well, that's where I was getting to, Chris. If you would have let me get to my point... Chris said, wouldn't you want to experience the weightlessness? All that said, I would 100% go up into space on like a little tourist trip like that because I have this absurd obsession with big chances in adventure. That's why so much of my life has ended in horrific disaster because I am constantly making these huge impulsive decisions and taking gigantic risks and not considering for a moment that it may end badly because I have told you this before. I live my life from my deathbed, meaning virtually everything I decide, I ask myself, I'm on my deathbed one day, surrounded by my family. What am I going to wish I have done in this situation? Am I going to wish I took the big chance? How in the world could you say no to going into space? Of course you got to go into space. What, Chris? I'll tell you, I am concerned about, this is a really terrible way to put this, I'm concerned about the space in space, meaning I'm 6'8". Don't tell me these SpaceX rockets are at all made to accommodate me. Where am I going to sleep? What is the seating situation like? And this is something you shorts never have to deal with at all. You'd be, oh, Jesse, I'm 5'8". Yes, I know, midget. I'm 6'8". I don't fit. They don't make me spacesuits. They don't make me seats. It's ridiculous. Chris, don't even bother looking it up. Don't even bother looking it up. So, yes, I would go. Now, let's talk about something good real quick before we get to Antifa. People want to know, hey, what do we do about this increasing violence? What do we do about Antifa and drag shows and stuff like that? Before we get to it, let's focus on the good really quickly. Let's focus on babies. I am very, very pro-life, as you know. This is something I would never in a million years apologize for. If you are not, that's fine. No judgment. I would just ask that maybe you look into it a little bit more. That is a wonderful, God-breathed little life in there. Every single one of them is, and they all deserve a shot at living this life God gave them. Sadly, many young women are scared and don't think they have options, and so they go choose abortion. If you are one of those young women and you regret it, no judgment here. I've made more mistakes than you have. But we can help young women going forward by giving them free ultrasounds. That's what preborn does. They give them free ultrasounds. Free ultrasounds. $28 is what it costs. That's what it costs preborn to give it to them. Can we help? I think we can probably help, right? Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 gives a young lady a free ultrasound. And when they hear that heartbeat, they overwhelmingly choose life. Even if they give it up for adoption, that baby has a chance. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Or you can dial #250, say the keyword baby. All right. This political violence stuff, Antifa, child drag shows. It's all very, very ugly. Where do I think it's going? What's the solution for that? Do we arm up? Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.